Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day because the United States has actually won a victory, says Max Boot, who is an expert and a historian, distinguished historian, about some of the minor wars that we have fought throughout our history. Wars that many people forget about. Oh, like the war in the Philippines? Well, right now we're in a shadow war with Iran. And how did we just win an unheralded victory? We will get to that. We will also be speaking to Gil Troy, who is a distinguished scholar in North American history at McGill University in Montreal. But he's been living in Jerusalem for years. He is an award-winning presidential historian, and he'll be talking with us about the secret of Israeli happiness. And part of the happiness that I think needs to be examined for a moment is some of the misunderstanding of what it is that Israel announced yesterday that has surprised many people. The Israeli military said yesterday that it had already withdrawn a full division of ground troops from southern Gaza as international mediators gathered with hopes of brokering a temporary ceasefire 6 months into a war that has now become the longest involving Israel since the 1980s. Israel has significantly reduced the number of troops it has on the ground in Gaza over the past several months. Only a fraction of the soldiers that it deployed in the territory earlier in the war against Hamas remain. Now, this is incredibly good news. And, of course, like most of the time when there's good news, forget about it. You hear nothing. But if it's terrible news, you hear all about it. Why is this good news? Because, first of all, it signifies that Israel has been winning the war. They have not announced that they are abandoning their announced plans to go after the last four battalions of Hamas, who are right now hiding in tunnels under Rafah. The fact is that because of the progress they have made against the terrorist killers of Hamas, they don't need all the troops to be on the border. They don't need all the troops to be on the inside Gaza. They need to try to send people home and back to their jobs. When you're talking about a citizen army, when you're talking about people being called up from their work, look, I know this because my nephews were called up. My brother's children. And again, some of the stories that you hear about some of the sacrifices that people have made already in this war, it's incredibly encouraging that they're able to send more people home. And no one knows the exact numbers, but of the 360,000 people who were originally called up, there are estimates that as many as half of them have been able to go home and return to work and return to keeping the Israeli economy healthy and functioning. And the New York Times reports, now the last group of Israeli soldiers in the southern city of Khan Yunus has left Gaza in order to, quote, recuperate and prepare for future operations, the army said. The withdrawal of the soldiers, members of the 98th Division, means that no Israeli troops are actively maneuvering in southern Gaza, the Israeli news media reported. But Israeli officials made clear that the army would stay in other parts of Gaza to preserve its freedom of action and its ability to conduct precise intelligence-based operations. And those operations will continue at the very least until all of the hostages are liberated. There is the mother of one of the hostages. Her name is Orna Nutra. She went onto CNN with Jake Tapper. And she has been part of this organized movement of hostage families. And yes, some of those hostage families are right here in the United States because there are at least five American hostages still being held. And Orna Nutra spoke about what the future means in terms of the more than 130 hostages who remain. Clip two.
Bringing the hostages back should be the top priority. It should be a world top priority. Everyone looking for de-escalation in the region should be opening the sentence saying, you know, release the hostages. You know, any sentence of any demand of ceasefire without release of hostages is a death sentence to them. As far as what's going on in Israel, you know, there's a broad range. Everyone feels that more needs to be done. Everyone is demanding more from the government. You know, people and different families have different perspectives on how to achieve that. And that's what we're seeing.
And so part of that perspective is the perspective of families that want to see their young men, sometimes middle-aged men, because you do your reserve service until you're in your 40s in Israel, to see people coming home and getting back to work. John Kirby on Fox News on Friday talked about why, no, this may be the beginnings of a ceasefire, but it's not going to be the end of the war. Listen, this is clip five.
Number one, you can't look at all the things that we've been doing for Israel since the 7th of October and suggest that we are somehow walking away from their ability to defend themselves. And frankly, in the call yesterday, the president made it very clear to Prime Minister Netanyahu that we know they have a right and responsibility to go after that threat, and we're going to continue to help them do that. It's how they do it that matters. Because one thing that does strengthen Hamas's hand, Martha, is for them to capitalize on the imagery of civilian infrastructure and capitalize on the imagery that's out there of innocent Palestinians being killed and wounded as a result of this conflict. And so we want to get that ceasefire in place, temporary, 6 weeks or so, to get those hostages out, get more humanitarian assistance in.
And part of that means that the Democrats should stop playing into Hamas's hands. There is a powerful and very relevant editorial in the Wall Street Journal, and it points out that the late great Middle East scholar Bernard Lewis, taught for many years at Princeton, liked to quip that while it is dangerous to be America's enemy, it can be fatal to be his friend. That sad wisdom comes to mind as leading Democrats increase their pressure on Israel to end the war against Hamas before the terror group is defeated. The latest sunshine ally is Nancy Pelosi. The former House Speaker joined a letter signed by 40 House Democrats, yes, including Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, Cori Bush. 40 House Democrats urging President Biden to stop transferring weapons to Israel. In the wake of the mistaken bombing on a relief convoy, the members write, "We strongly urge you to reconsider your recent decision to authorize a transfer of a new arms package to Israel and to withhold this and any future offensive arms transfers until a full investigation into the airstrike is completed." This is outrageous. And fortunately, you're hearing a different message from the White House. I will hear a very different message and perspective from Gil Troy coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Gil Troy, who is an award-winning American presidential historian and a leading Zionist activist. His most recent book is called The Zionist Ideas, plural, Visions for the Jewish Homeland, Then, Now, and Tomorrow. Gil is the author of an absolutely wonderful piece. I hope every American reads it. It's called Why Israelis Are So Happy. and it discusses a phenomenon that we've spent time on this show, considerable time actually, which is in the World Happiness Index. Israel was currently rated number 5, number 1 among all non-Scandinavian countries, and number 2, even ahead of the Scandinavian countries, in terms of the happiness of people under 30. Gil, let me start with that, because it relates to your column. Why do you think it is that young people in the United States are ranked 62nd for happiness? And young people for Israel are ranked 2nd. The only country with happier young people than Israel is Lithuania. So
it's anomalous, right? Because all we read about in Israel is we read about war and suffering and disunity and threat. And America's all about living in the vast shopping mall called the United States of America. But we're actually understanding is that happiness isn't about enjoyment. Purely. It's not about indulgence. It's about having a sense of purpose. It's about having a sense of community. It's about having a sense of rootedness. And Israelis are experts in that. Israelis understand that they're not just living in 2024, but they're living as part of a 76-year-old miracle called the State of Israel and a 3,500-year-old story of the Jewish people. But more than that, and especially these last painful, painful months, young Israelis have understood that they have something to die for. And when you have something to die for, you have something to live for. And unfortunately, too many Americans are so busy just focusing on the I, the me, the my, the now, they don't have any sense of anything bigger than themselves, and it strips their souls, and it strips their lives of meaning, and it's heartbreaking to watch.
Well, I was watching the impact of an image that you conjure up in your column. Your son got married in the middle of this war, and I thought back to my nephew's wedding in 2007 in Jerusalem, and he was in the midst of his army service, and in very, very big wedding, lavish and joyous, and everybody just feeling wonderful, and then he got up for a circle dance with the members of his unit. And they all had their M1s at over their shoulders. And they were dancing and singing Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel live. That's kind of the image you're trying to conjure up about the whole society, isn't it?
Absolutely. I call that heavy metal dancing. Because as difficult as it is at my advanced age to be in the middle of a circle of all these young men dancing intensely and the joy. My son was married on November 26th, which in America we call Thanksgiving Sunday, but in Israel we just call Sunday. And we had 42 maybes because we didn't know if people were going to come. And people from the north and from the south came, and they indeed had their submachine guns on their shoulders. And the intensity of the joy was saying that we are a cult of life, not a cult of death, that we are affirming life, and that if you give us an excuse to celebrate the good in life, the continuity in life, the connectivity in life, we're going to do it, and that's why we're going to win, because we're not about negating others. We're not about knocking others down. We're about building ourselves up. And my son actually spoke those words that I quoted after he finished 161 days in reserves. And I said to him, you know, there's a Jewish tradition of having Sheva Brachot of seven blessings for the 7 days after the wedding. And I said, when you get out, we're going to have an ace because you and your wife haven't had a chance to start off as equals, and was basically pressing a reset button. And every day we in Israel are forced to be pressing that reset button. But there was so much joy at that moment, too, because we're looking forward and we're not just looking backward. We're not just mourning, and we certainly are mourning, but we're also saying that we have a plan, we have a vision, and we have one another, and we have our tradition. And those are priceless.
Well, there's something else that's priceless. I was just mentioned my nephew, whose wedding I was so privileged to attend, he and his wife have now been blessed with 8 children.
No, amen.
Which is, again, something else people don't know about Israel. Israel has the highest birth rate of any country in the OECD.
And that was the 1,200 version, 1,200-word version of the article.
Well, there it is. But what does that larger, higher birth rate signify?
It signifies an affirmation of life. And by the way, people sometimes say, oh, well, Israel has a very high birth rate because of the ultra-Orthodox and because of the Israeli Arabs. The truth is that the number of Israeli Arab births is slightly going down as they're becoming more middle class. And the typical Israeli family, which is more mainstream and more secular, but secular is the wrong word because these are secular people who celebrate the Sabbath. Even if they're not the most rigorous, they're certainly going to gather around a Friday night meal. They're going to have all the holidays. They believe in God. They sit for 7 days of mourning, not with a two-day discount you're often getting in the United States of America. They're deeply rooted in tradition, even though they call themselves secular. And these families are also two, three, four kids. We have four children, and when we were living in Montreal, every time we'd come to the airport, they looked at us like we were nut jobs. And when we'd come to Israel with our four children, they'd go, okay, so when are you starting a family? And the love of kids, the love of the future. And each child is really, as you know, a leap of faith and a leap into the future. And so the high birth rate is a reflection of an affirmation of life, no matter what's going on, even during these difficult times. And I have to say that during these last couple of months, I've been to more funerals than I would care to imagine. I watched the phenomenon of grandchildren, of grandparents burying their grandchildren. But I've also been to so many weddings and so many birth celebrations, because Israelis refuse to be defeated, and they know that the best way to win is not just by winning the war, but by living a full life, because Hamas and the Palestinian terrorists are trying to rob them of joy. And so every time we smile, every time we dance, every time your nephew has yet another child, we are saying we're going to win because we are a people of life, not of death. And that's what Americans need to learn. Americans used to be that kind of people, and there still is a strong feeling of that in the society, but not enough. And the more sophisticated, the more progressive, the more elite you are in American society, you think you have to evolve away from family and community, and that's dangerous.
Gil Troy, his books are posted, and his most recent column in the Wall Street Journal, at michaelmedved.com. Yishkoyach to you. I so much appreciate your coming on the show and telling people a message they need to hear. We will have a surprise message. Well, it's actually from Bill Clinton, but it was just posted today. And it's about Israel and Hamas. We'll talk about it coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. The Biden administration has introduced a new plan aimed at reducing student loan debt for over 30 million borrowers. The plan targets borrowers facing runaway interest, those who have been making payments for two decades, and individuals eligible for income-driven repayment schedules. The White House predicts that the plan could eradicate accrued interest on the unpaid balances of 23 million borrowers. Teams are currently removing cargo containers from the ship that collided with the Key Bridge in Baltimore late last month, resulting in its collapse. Coast Guard officials report steady progress in removing sections of the bridge from the ship to alleviate its weight and facilitate movement. Over the weekend, laborers successfully extracted the initial piece of the bridge. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And I mentioned before a message from Bill Clinton. It's not a recent message. It's a message that he delivered in 2016. And you'll remember, of course, he left the presidency in the year 2001. So it's after he was president. And what he said is, I killed myself to give the Palestinians a state. He doesn't mean literally. It's a figure of speech. I killed myself. I worked hard. How's that? Sounds better. To give the Palestinians a state. I had a deal they turned down that would have given them all of Gaza and between 96% and 97% of the West Bank, compensating land in Israel, you name it. Here is the audio of Bill Clinton delivering these sentiments, which are, couldn't be more relevant to what is happening today. Listen to the former president.
Depends on whether you care what happens to the Palestinians as opposed to the Hamas government and the people with guided missiles. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Now, wait a minute. Yes, they were. And Hamas is really smart. When they decide to rocket Israel, they insinuate themselves in the hospitals, in the schools, in the highly populous areas, and they are smart. So they try. So they try to put the Israelis in a position of either not defending themselves or killing innocents. They're good at it. They're smart. They've been doing this a long time. Look, I don't agree. I killed myself to give the Palestinians a state. I had a deal they turned down that would have given them all of Gaza. All of Gaza. Between 96 and 97% of the West Bank, compensating land in Israel. You know?
And that's basically true. The arrangement that he's talking about was when he went up to Camp David, and it was his bid to try to win a Nobel Peace Prize and really do some good in the world. And it was together with the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak at the time and Yasser Arafat. And, for instance, one of the things that they had provided was that Jerusalem would be divided. There would be the part of Jerusalem in which they had the predominant Arab population. Jerusalem is 70% Jewish population. But there are parts of Jerusalem and East Jerusalem where there are more Arabs than Jews. So that would have been separated. And President Clinton apparently at one point said to Yasser Arafat, why haven't you accepted that? It says it's more than any Israeli government has been willing to give you ever before. And he says, we don't want to accept this because we don't want to give up the land of our holy city, Jerusalem. He said, well, what about the part of the land where the temple, the Jewish temple stood? The first temple and the second temple, literally for more than 1,000 years. What about that land? He said, what temple? There was no temple. And again, for people who have toured Jerusalem, the steps of the temple are still extant. I mean, it is referred to by Greek historians from the time. And the idea that the Palestinian leader, the leader of Palestinian nationalism, Yasser Arafat, would actually believe this idiotic position of temple denial, which is one of the pillars of the current Palestinian worldview, that there never was a temple in Jerusalem, that the Jewish people have no actual connection with the land. And you see, it's part of what is so incredibly necessary before there's any meaningful step for peace with the Palestinians, any settlement, is basically to disabuse yourself of ideas that are ludicrous and wrong. Meanwhile, speaking of ideas that are humorous and that are ludicrous and wrong, not humorous at all, actually, there is the fantasy that somehow we are suffering from a bloodbath at the border. The border bloodbath, Biden's border bloodbath. Trump recently spoke with that three B's, Biden's border bloodbath. I guess it's four B's, really. In any event, Michael Steele on MSNBC spoke about that. This is clip 9.
Donald Trump is leaning into a dark and dystopian version of America, and his distortion of reality is reaching a new low when it comes to immigration. He's now embracing the word bloodbath to falsely blame migrants for crime waves that, guess what, just not happening. And he described President Biden's economic record as, quote, a migrant job fair. Also this week, Trump voiced support for a woman convicted of illegally entering the Capitol during the insurrection, calling her one of the, quote, J6 hostages.
Okay, the reason that you know that the a migrant bloodbath is not happening is because very consistently, if you look at towns on the border, communities on the border, like El Paso, which is literally on the border. You just cross the bridge to go over to Ciudad Juarez, which is Mexico. In El Paso, and in San Diego, in Phoenix, in other places that are heavy with migrants, the crime rate is lower than it is in other cities in the inland with less of an immigration presence or problem. This alleged correlation between immigration and crime is a fallacy without grounding. Meanwhile, speaking of a fallacy, there are so many fallacies involving Iran. But on February 2nd, and yes, this is a long time ago, U.S. forces dropped more than 125 precision munitions on 85 targets in Iraq and Syria belonging to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force, and its affiliated militia groups. The U.S. Air Force even deployed giant B-1 bombers that flew all the way from the continental U.S. According to U.S. Central Command, the facilities that were struck included command and control operations centers, intelligence centers, rockets, missiles, unmanned aerial vehicles, storage, and logistics and munition supply chains, facilities of militia groups, and their IRGC sponsors, who facilitated attacks against U.S. and coalition forces. 5 days later, there was a U.S. airstrike in Baghdad that killed a senior commander of Kataib Hezbollah, one of the most dangerous Iranian-backed terror groups. This demonstrated not only how precise U.S. weapon systems are, but also how successful U.S. intelligence was in tracking the movements of senior Iranian operatives. The clear message was that other Iranian commanders would be next if they don't knock off their attacks against U.S. troops. And guess what? Iran did stop. That was in February. Things could change at any moment, but a senior U.S. defense official told me last week that there hasn't been an Iranian-directed attack against a U.S. military base in either Syria or Iraq since February 4th. By contrast, there were at least 170 such attacks between October 7th and February 4th. So what does it mean? We will get to that, but it's encouraging. We'll also talk about the squatters problem and how ludicrous and bizarre that has become. Coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
That attack that was ordered by President Biden on Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq, knocking out some of the militias that have been attacking and killing Americans. And Max Boot writes in his syndicated column from the Washington Post, "This is an important and unheralded, if likely transitory, victory in the long-running shadow war between the United States and Iran, which stretches all the way back to 1979. It's by far the longest pause in such attacks since the start of the Israel-Hamas war," a U.S. official told me. "And believe it, and we believe it reflects a deliberate decision by Iran to rein in attacks by its forces in order to avoid escalation with the United States." This is important. He writes that there is no lasting solution to the Iranian problem as long as that country continues to have a fundamentalist regime hostile to the United States and its allies. And there is no way for Washington to overthrow the Iranian regime without risking becoming embroiled in another Iraq or Afghanistan-style quagmire. Instead, in many ways, Iran is becoming more dangerous. It is ramping up its nuclear program to near weapons-grade levels of enrichment, and it is supplying Russia with drones, artillery shells, and missiles for its war against Ukraine. But he points out it's high time for the United States and its coalition partners to undertake more sustained air campaigns against Houthi military installations and even Houthi leaders to persuade the militia group to finally end its attacks on shipping. Those strikes have led to an 80% decline in the volume of freight passing through the Red Sea since November. It's not a question of winning the shadow war with Iran. It's simply a matter of convincing Iran to decrease its attacks across the board, not just in Iraq and Syria. This is one of those international problems so difficult that it cannot be solved, at least not in the foreseeable future. It can only be managed, which is why I'm relieved to have, he says, a prudent and experienced president in the White House, surrounded by prudent and experienced advisors. actually the kind of up the middle, it seems to me, appreciation for some things that the Biden administration has been able to accomplish. And the question being, how do you continue that kind of energy and that kind of direction with all of the problems at hand? One of those problems has to do with this recent desire to authorize and even respect squatting. And squatting in Seattle got some national attention from Fox News. Clip 7A.
All right, it's gotten to be a huge trend. It's happened across the country, but particularly in Seattle, where squatters occupying homes are now getting tax breaks and help in doing so. It sounds a little bizarre. Dan Springer has more. Dan.
It's especially frustrating for the owner of this house as he believes that the laws and the courts are totally against him, but he also sees that taxpayers are ending up on the hook paying back rent, allowing this family of squatters to stay in his $2 million house. Sang Kim, along with his wife and son, moved into this pricey Bellevue, Washington home in August of 2022. At the time, he claimed an income of $400,000. He paid just 1 month's rent and hasn't paid since, but has bought two new cars. Neighbors have rallied around the homeowner, Jaskaran Singh, who immigrated from India and just became a U.S. citizen in December. Singh has won three eviction cases against Kim, but each time a taxpayer-funded nonprofit sends him a check for unpaid rent. It's now up to $88,000, and each time he gets paid, Kim is allowed to keep staying in this house rent-free.
Okay, outrageous, right? The owner of the property spoke to Fox News. This is clip B.
Injustice. Yes, justice is delayed. Justice delayed means denied. 2 years of free taxpayers' money given to this guy and somebody. It's the same money. The taxpayer money is fighting against me.
All of the money has come from the Housing Justice Project, a nonprofit wing of the King County Bar Association. King County taxpayers have given the Housing Justice Project $16 million this year. The money, started during COVID, is designed to help hardship cases keep a roof over their heads, not pay very high rents in exclusive neighborhoods. And Kim has done this before, living in a house a mile away without paying rent for 2 years. The homeowner lost over $100,000.
$80,000 to a serial squatter is not what these programs are intended for. And what you're seeing is a perversion of the system and a de-emphasis on private property rights.
Reagan Dunn is calling for an audit of the Housing Justice Project, but it's an uphill climb for him because he is the only Republican on the King County Council.
Okay, that has to change. And this idea, basically, of the government taking the case of a squatter and backing that individual rather than the rightful homeowner who is due back rent, it's outrageous. And that idea that you're always okay if you take the underdog. Meanwhile, there's an underdog, but the question is, who is the real underdog and the real victim? That's the question in a fascinating new movie about a real-life episode from 100 years ago. It's a movie starring Oscar winner Olivia Colman. It's called Wicked Little Letters, and it's an unbelievable but true episode. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winner Olivia Colman plays a pious spinster in a seaside community in 1920 Britain who is brutally harassed by a series of mysterious, anonymous, and tremendously obscene letters in Wicked Little Letters.
It's time you owned up to these letters.
You allegedly harassed a pretty young Christian woman.
What's the evidence?
In the end, I think it's just jealousy.
Based on a bizarre true story that riveted attention shortly after World War I, Irish star Jesse Buckley plays the chief suspect for the poison pen assaults, with bizarre twists and turns leading to a dramatic trial. The performances are universally terrific, with Timothy Spall and Jenna Jones in colorful supporting roles. It's rated R because the characters read aloud some of the amazingly obscene language contained in the actual real correspondence of 100 years ago. 3 stars for the elegant and entertaining Wicked Little Letters. But if you're very sensitive to harsh language, you'll be sensitive to this film. Meanwhile, we are in the midst of our super special spring sale. 50% off on either plan for MedHead membership, as low as $2.50 a month, which gives you commercial-free archive of the Michael Medved Radio Show podcast, where you can listen on demand 24/7. It's a great opportunity. It's 50% off, and we have 85% off on our Medved History Store library. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Whatever you're getting, be sure to use the code word MEDHEAD for 50% off or 85% off on the History Store library. Next time on the MedVed Show, we'll be speaking to Miles Taylor, who was a member of the Trump administration, very gung-ho and MAGA-oriented. But right now, he's written a book concerned about Trump's revenge. Revenge for what exactly? We'll talk to Miles Taylor. Also, some women are rethinking marriage. With all of this publicity about marriage being the best way for personal happiness and grounding and success, not so, say marriage skeptics. We'll speak about it next time on the MedVed Show. And there's an amazing case of 2 baseball fans, husband and wife, in Los Angeles, who actually caught a home run ball that is estimated to be worth $100,000. Why? Because it's off the bat of Shohei Ohtani. Why weren't they allowed to keep the ball and maybe make the money? We'll talk about this bizarre case and so much more next time. Then, yes, with little attention to the national pastime of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.